Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Raven, you know what an earworm is?
I think I'm relatively familiar with the fact that like an algorithm almost for your ears, for your brain. A song gets stuck in there and then it doesn't go away.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like what it's called when a song gets stuck in your head. But there's actually science behind why it happens.
Yeah, I've heard that. And they test songs now for earworms before they release them.
Absolutely.
And if it isn't good, it doesn't come out.
Yeah, it's actually crazy when you think about it. I always used to say when my kids were younger, when Hayden was younger, that if she would get a song stuck in her head, I knew it was going to be a hit, and it was always true. Anyway, so they released some findings that the top 9 songs that are earworms, oddly, Lady Gaga, 3 of those songs out of the top 9.
Yeah, there are people that believe that she might be a witch, all right?
No.
Or she's in touch, well, maybe at the very least in touch with scientists.
Okay.
I mean, I think that she's worked up about climate change or something.
All right.
She might know somebody that wears a lab coat.
Okay, so top 3 songs that get stuck in your head, a.k.a. earworms.
Okay, give them to me.
You're right,
I can't help it.
Don't, please. It's Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
I remember those shorts. Remember? Kylie Minogue like went away for a while, then she came back.
No.
And Australia got really excited.
Okay.
So did the rest of the world.
All right. That song doesn't get stuck in my head.
Okay.
This one does.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Oh, Steve Perry had the voice of an angel.
Yeah. I mean, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I think that gets stuck in everybody's head, right? You hear it and you immediately sing along, even if you don't want to.
Right. You, along with every other drunk chick at the bar at the end of the night.
Yeah. And then there's the last one.
I knew it, Lady Gaga. We won't fall for your sorcery. You're in a lab with a math geek figuring out how to crack that earworm code.
Yeah,
respect.
So that's Bad Romance, which breaks the top 3. Also, her songs Poker Face and Alejandro are in the top 9.
Wow, she ain't no dummy.
Yeah. What song gets stuck in your head all the time?
Oh, that's easy, man. I go to the 6-pack abs of my man, Flo Rida. Although, to be fair, Mr. Flo Rida is not actually singing there, so it's some young lady that singing his song. But it's a very catchy video. They go skydiving, and then they do airboats, and it looks like a lot of fun.
Okay, so the top 2 songs that get stuck in my head are so not cool. Like, it's certainly not Flo Rida or Lady Gaga.
How'd you get 2 when I only was asked to do 1?
Because it's so, I can't go between the two. This song has been stuck in my head since 1986. Because I know that immediately it'll get stuck in my head.
Lovely feathered hair, though, Barry Manilow.
Oh,
I mean, what a
gosh.
Look. And always in a good mood.
Yeah. And then the other one, people are just going to get mad at me for playing, but it's true. It gets stuck in my
Don't
head.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm going to block my ears.
700 times a day, I hear this song in my house. Take your fingers out of your ears.
No.
Take them out.
I can see your mouth moving.
Mommy shark.
Let me do everybody in the car a favor right now by getting rid of this.
It is catchy. It is catchy. I'll give you that.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
It's 3 trending news stories, but you really only get to hear about 1. And Raven picks which one it is. Raven, here are today's options.
Give them to me.
Number 1, 2 women fought over who was getting off a plane first. Number 2. A Disney World employee got fired for posting a video taste testing fountain water.
That's not like drinking fountain. That's like regular fountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And number 3, guy with baby climbs into elephant enclosure at zoo.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the ladies taking off the plane just from personal experience. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear that.
So this is trending today because 2 women got into a brawl on an American Airlines flight in Phoenix over an argument. The argument started because both of them wanted to get off the plane first.
Yeah.
And
it's the worst, man.
It became a fist fight. Mm-hmm. And this is what it sounded like.
Call law enforcement.
Oh, my God. Get off.
Get off.
This is chaos.
Both of you, get off.
Oh, call law enforcement. Call law enforcement. If you watch the video, that plane is packed. It was from L.A. to Phoenix. And, like, everybody is standing up because everyone's watching. And that's the thing about when you're on a plane and everybody stands up and
stands there. Right.
Yeah.
Right. They all stand up. It's the worst thing, too. Like, when people don't follow the, hey, it's a real simple concept, right? Get off row by row. Just get off the plane row by row. Why do you always have to? Why does there have to be somebody that's just like, nope, I've got my stuff. I'm going to push through all these people to get to the front of the plane. I mean, you're not getting anywhere all that much quicker. I'll tell you right now, and it's shameful to say, I have almost been in that circumstances myself.
But this is, okay, how? What happened?
My wife does not fly well, all right? Every time that we travel, it's a source of tension for her. She just doesn't fly well. And then when, you know, obviously you've been on a plane for a very long time, you're trying to get off the plane, and you're in a row, and you're trying to be polite to people, right? Let the elderly woman go. Let the gentleman who's got a cane go, of course. And then you've got, like, you know, two people, five people, whatever, over your shoulder that are just doing the complete opposite. That they're going to push people over.
Without fail.
Shove their bag through the line as if it makes any difference whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And when you say something to that person and just say, really, does it make a difference? And they're confrontational.
Yep.
There's this tension in the air. It's just like, it's volcano. Right? I've been here. I've been good for all these hours now. And this is the thing that's going to break me. I'll tell you the best part. We had that exchange. A woman laughs and goes, you know that this is kind of ridiculous, right? That was when I pumped the brakes. They still wanted to be mouthy. Guess who they ended up standing next to in the customs line? Me.
Oh, good.
Oh, and there's nobody here to regulate your conversation now, sir.
Right.
Would you like to have another talk?
I got to be honest with you. It's the only time that I get thrilled when my toddler Dakota throws a tantrum.
Right, because, you know, people just, they'll clear the way.
No, they won't.
No?
No. That's the thing. It brings out the ugly in people because everybody's in such a rough to get off the plane. And then I was like, you know, in my ear, I'm like, scream louder, baby. Go ahead. They don't want to let you off. You just go at it, girl. And I don't even feel bad. It's terrible, but it's true. Yeah. You never look good doing that. No.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
If you take a month to finish a job that realistically should take 2 days, Anna Zapp, that's all I need to know about you.
That's what contractors do, Raven.
Right now, obviously, it's the countdown to the leaves blooming in certain areas, right? And one thing that's great about spring and summertime, is that I don't have to look at my back neighbors, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I have good neighbors. I live in a good neighborhood, but for the most part, I don't want to look right in directly somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Only happens with my back neighbors. So as soon as that greens up, I don't have to endure it. One of my neighbors right now is getting their house re-sided, which is, you know, if you know anything about house construction, it's actually an extremely basic project. They're not ripping the sides of the house off or anything like that. It's just vinyl siding replacement. And it has been taking, I swear to you, a month.
I mean,
a month.
But don't you know that this is how it works? Right now I'm redoing my kitchen. The initial estimation was 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I immediately tripled that in my head. I said, I'm not going to have a kitchen for 6 weeks.
Right.
And I'm on week four.
Tight quarters, though. People working on top of each other, and you've got to have a concert between all your different contractors. This is one company.
Mm.
There's a trailer that's been parked on the property for a month right now at this point. They leave the stuff. You know how, like, you stand on top of a thing and it, like, jacks up on either side of the house? It's like a long platform there.
Okay.
That thing has been on one side of the house, seriously, for 2 weeks, and they're still not done with that side of the house.
No, it's like a running joke, but it's so true, is I don't understand why everything takes so long. When they say they're going to show up, they don't show up. They come 3 days later. The whole thing boggles my mind on how you can operate a company. And if you don't do this and you have a construction company, this is certainly not directed at you. But man, there's a lot. And I like that.
I've been getting lucky, man. I mean, I don't know. They did my roof in a day, all right? They did my siding in a day. Same company, roof and siding, 2 days, the guys were done. And with photographic evidence and updates. I don't understand what's going on in the backyard over there. But it's starting to bother even me. Yes. It's not even my house. Like, I don't want to look at it anymore. I want to ask them, what is happening over there?
That's all I need to know about you. And I'm not even going to lie. I had to pull the tears in my eyes to hurry up to get the tile guys to come because
right.
It was going to get
You're
pushed back another 2 weeks.
You're in the middle of your kitchen project.
Yeah. They're like, we're going to come on Sunday instead of today, tomorrow morning. And I was like, because I knew that it was Listen, it worked. They'll be there at 8 o'clock this morning.
Get it done.
What was your first email address? You know, the actual name part. 1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. Raven, I don't know which is worse. Mm. My friend Jessica still uses her AOL account.
I thought those were over.
No.
I thought they closed that.
No. She has an AOL account that she still uses. And every time I have to email her, I'm like, you're an accomplished high school science teacher. Shouldn't you know not to be using this AOL account anymore? Gmail is free, you know?
Yeah. When I send people emails to like old email addresses, half the time my Gmail will kick it back and be like, no.
You're probably wrong.
Doesn't work. Right.
What's worse, that she still uses AOL?
Yeah.
Or one of my best friends, Rita, she's a fitness instructor, and she still uses Train Like a Beast, XXX, with like some random
nice.
Numbers.
Oh, triple yeah. X oh, yeah. on top of it.
Yeah, like hardcore at hotmail.com.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I got a Hotmail. I mean, I suppose I still do somewhere mm-hmm. on a Hotmail server. I have one. It's you know, it's a little bit daunting if you, especially, all right, so keep this in mind. You go to set up your email the first time. All right. Obviously, this is decades ago, or your MySpace or your screen name or whatever. You don't actually even understand what the internet is going to be.
It's true.
You don't know what it's going to be to you or whatever. So you come up with a name that you think is so clever and so cool
uh-huh.
that it's going to make you a household name. And the thing is, nobody understands it.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I keep my Yahoo account because that's where I send all my coupons. Like whatever, you have to go to a store, you have to give your email
address.
Stuff
you don't want to actually see every day unless you're searching for it.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, I want to order something at Bloomingdale's. Let me go to my Yahoo and see if there's a coupon in there.
Okay.
But the reason why this comes up is I got a resume, and I'm looking at the resume, and I couldn't even get past the title because her email was something ridiculous like kitten lover or something. But but it had like the LVR for lover.
Oh, boy.
And I stopped. I go, because, you know, in this industry, you could either have a really good sense of humor
right.
and like she thought that was funny.
Sure.
Or she was dead serious, and she's still using, like, kittenlover4743@gmail.com.
And the thing is, when you're providing that area of contact to people, whether it be you applying for a job or whatever, there's inherently some sort of judgment that comes there because you can't explain it when you're talking to that person. They have no idea the history behind it.
Yeah. You can't be like, hey, I see you want to come in, and I actually have no interest in interviewing you. I don't have a position open for you. But can you explain why your email is kittenlover4639@gmail.com?
If I'm the HR director and your email is kittenlover, I'm not calling you in because I feel like I can get in trouble just for emailing you at that point. It seems inappropriate.
All right. What is the ridiculous first email that you ever set up? Is it embarrassing, and do you still use it? Your first email address. Think about it. Probably Yahoo, AOL, right? Do you still use that account? And what was the handle? 1-800-330-9999. I make fun of my girlfriends, Rita and Jessica, all the time because Rita's a fitness instructor. It's like train like a beast, XXX@hotmail.com.
It sounds so terrible.
I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, you're a professional. You send that to your like people that train with you?
How about your name, Rita? Right.
But the reason why it comes up is I got a resume the other day, and it was like kitten lover, but it was like LVR, and then it had a bunch of numbers at it, and then it was at Gmail, and I couldn't figure out. I go, is this person just trying to be funny?
Right.
Which, because I appreciate
that. Did they create this
that.
Email just to stifle me, or what?
Yeah, or like, are they serious right now with that email?
Yeah, I can remember my early emails, screen names, MySpace, all that stuff. You know, most of the email addresses were provided to me by my workplace, right? Mm. I mean, working in radio, it was your name, Raven, and then it was call letters, basically, to identify where I was. So it took until basically being fired to get my own email. And I was like, well, what am I going to come up with? It's got to sound like something like radio. And I used Dial Fire because fire on your dial because I thought that was so clever at the time. Nobody understands what that is.
Mine had a swear word in it.
What?
It's not a real swear word. It's kind of like a slang swear word.
But of all people?
I know. Technically, I could use it on the air, but I feel so uncomfortable saying it, I won't say it. If you send a text message at 1-800-330-9999, I'll tell you what it is, but I don't want to say it out loud. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the screen name that you used?
So my first email address, and I still use it to this day, ends in AIM.com.
Oh my gosh, remember that? That was AOL Instant Messenger. Isn't that what that stood for?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the dial-up thing too, right? I just remember every time you tried to log on to AIM.
I can't believe it still works.
Exactly. And when I use it and I say, oh, this is my email address, people look at me like I have six heads. And I'm like, no, really, that's it.
Right. When I see that email address and I'm thinking about sending you a message, I just think that you're going to give me a virus. That's immediately what I assume.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first email address?
My first email address was actually raventhelittlebirdie@yahoo.com.
Sell it.
And I do still use that.
Sell it. Let's go.
How much is it going to cost for you to sell that to Raven?
Sell it to me. Come on. Let's go.
I can't. My name is Raven.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We tried to get Jay Raven away from this author in Europe, but he won't give it up. He's like a horror writer, and he just won't give it up either. And Anna, by the way, bought jrayraven.com because she hopes that someday she'll charge me an exorbitant amount of money to buy it from her.
It's something I've actually done. The minute I've gotten a new co-host, I've immediately bought in their website domain just in case they become very popular that they have to pay me for it one day. True story.
True story.
Yep.
Right.
Yes,
thank you for the call. Most people won't believe that.
It's true. I got a resume, and the title with the email was like Kitten Lover 4673, and I couldn't understand if she was trying to be funny,
right,
or if she was being dead serious, and that's her email address, you know?
It's immediately awkward, right, when you see somebody do that. Today, the branding is all about just tell them who you are or what you do. Be basic. Yep. Be simple.
First and last name at gmail.com. That's standard.
But when the internet was invented, we thought we had to be so clever.
What was your first handle on your email? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I am a little computer illiterate, so my wife sets everything up. My wife does a lot of stuff for me. And when she set up my first address, she said, I've got the perfect name for you. And it was a short story long. The rest of it I don't know, but it was a short. She says I talk a lot.
A short story long was your email address.
Oh.
That seems like punishment.
Yeah, that was it.
Do you remember when couples used to have one email address? So it would be like Lori and Thomas at...
I've got friends that still do that. And they do it with their Facebook too, actually.
It's so weird.
If your email address is more than two words, I'm never going to remember it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to write it down. I'm never going to email you.
Yeah, but sometimes with the first and last names, you misspell the names.
Right. Or there's a period in there, or there's not a period in there, or whatever. Come on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the story behind your screen name?
My screen name is Jenny from the Block at Gmail. I loved the song at the time, and my name is Jenny, and there you have it. It's kind of stupid when I send out resumes, though, but it's a great conversation starter.
You have Jenny from the Block at gmail.com
on
your resumes.
Say,
yes, ma'am.
Like, how'd you get that? You must have been there the moment the song dropped and Gmail was invented. Wow.
I think I did.
I mean, do you get random emails from people? Like, I would think that you get random emails being like, is there a real live person behind this?
Oh, my gosh. I get fan mail. I get all types of, like, is this really Jenny? Like, Jennifer Lopez? Like send me money or, you know. Just
right. You should catfish
stuff,
somebody. But, definitely. Right?
Who really believes that Jennifer Lopez's email is jennyfromtheblock@gmail.com?
It's one of many. Right? Yeah. It's like, you know, she started a bunch and then, you know, she got that. Maybe she bought that. You never get a phone call from her people going, well, we'd really like to have that email handle. That'd be nice.
I wonder who has jlo@gmail.com.
I'm guessing JLo.
You think so?
No.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the story behind your screen name?
It's so embarrassing. My very first email was my high school band name, screamingforpatty1@AOL.com. You'd think that that would be a thing of the past, but... No. I still get so many emails to it. Like, I actually have to consistently check it because all of my high school friends refuse to use my standard, you know, first name, last name Gmail account because they think this one's hilarious.
Who's Patty and why are you screaming for her?
It was was like a kind of fangirl thing about a friend of ours, Patty, who everyone would always scream whenever she walked by, and it was embarrassing for her and she hated it. And then it ended up being turned into a band name. And it was this whole thing, just like a giant inside joke that got blown way out of proportion and now is still my email.
It's always funny when you think an inside joke is hilarious to everybody, then you explain it and right. No one laughs.
Right. I know.
And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Gladness Tournament.
March Gladness, we are crowning the number one thing that makes you happy. If you'd like to see the full bracket and make your predictions, you can head to annaandraven.com. Every day, it's a new matchup, and you can vote by calling or texting 1-800-330-9999, or you can vote on any of our social media pages at Anna and Raven.
Well, it surely is getting exciting now, Anna. I mean, the energy just stays high. Is there ever a game that isn't the biggest matchup that you've seen before? And when we get this close now.
Yeah, and they start getting closer and closer.
Kisses from a puppy.
Yes.
How can anybody take out kisses from a puppy? There's more kisses that I will take from a puppy than I'll take from any other individual besides maybe my wife or Katy Perry.
Let's start with the number three seed. That's exactly what it is, and it's coming out of the Anna division. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really like kisses from puppies. Now, it's
terrible not opinion.
I love puppies, and I love my puppies, but I'm grossed out because I know where their tongues have been. And it's in yucky places, and I don't want it on my face.
Come on, didn't they ever hear the expression that a dog's mouth is cleaner than, you know...
I thought it was a cat's mouth.
Lots of other stuff.
I think you made that up.
I think cats are filthy.
Right, that's...
Cats are filthy, filthy...
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What it comes down to is, do you love getting kisses from a puppy? And do you think that brings you more joy than the number six seed? Getting pulled over... But only getting a warning.
I mean, you get pulled over. It's a terrifying set of circumstances, right? The lights go on behind you. You immediately think to yourself, what have I been doing wrong while driving? And then you realize it's like at least three things.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part is when you open up the glove box and you can't find your insurance card on top of it. Honestly, officer, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm doing my best out here every day. What do you mean I was going 15 miles per hour over the speed limit? You're going to let me go?
It's the best feeling. It's like you the whole time your heart is just pumping and the adrenaline is going.
Right.
And you're waiting for them. They're in the car behind you and you don't know.
Why is it taking so long?
What's happening? What's he doing?
Right.
Is he checking his email?
How could he know about that thing I did in college?
And then he comes back and he's like, I'm going to let you go. And all of a sudden.
I'm going to let you off with a warning today.
It's that relief. What brings you more joy? That feeling of being let go? Oh, when puppies give you kisses.
Maybe if you're wallowing today and your bracket being busted, take some solace in knowing that there's puppy kisses out there and they're here to play, Anna Zapp.
That's right. The number three seed coming out of the Anna division, getting kisses from a puppy.
Oh, it's the best. What a great feeling. Mm-hmm. How was your day? Doesn't matter because the dogs still are happy to see you.
Up against the number six seed, getting pulled over and only getting a warning, which me is the best thing in the whole world. You're going to let me go? I've learned my lesson. I'll never speed again. Immediately speeds off.
I mean, I've had tickets over $500. That could be quite the windfall.
Well, how fast were you going? You should have been in jail.
Fast.
What brings you the most joy? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Only getting a warning because I don't have to tell my husband I was pulled over. I don't have to tell my adult kids I was pulled over. Puppies are cute, but not near my face.
Yep, I agree.
You should also slow down. Thank you for the call.
Anna and Raven, what are you voting for? Puppies or getting a warning?
Oh, definitely getting a warning. Puppies sometimes are disgusting.
Yeah. See, I'm not alone. Other people agree with me.
Come on, my puppies are great kisses.
Ugh.
Anna and Raven, puppy kisses or getting a warning when you got pulled over? What's it going to be?
Oh, definitely puppy kisses.
That's what I'm talking about. You can always tell.
Puppy kisses.
Right, you can tell those who have puppies, right? Because immediately there's no talk about anything else. Right?
I have puppies.
I'll pay that fine.
I don't want. I love her, but I don't want her slobba. All right, who are you voting for? What brings you more joy?
Puppy kisses.
Puppy kisses.
March Gladness. Who makes it to the next round? Getting kisses from a puppy or getting pulled over and only getting a warning? Who are you voting for?
Absolutely getting kisses from a puppy.
Here's the thing about puppy kisses, Anna. They're going to be more frequent than being pulled over by the police, right? I mean, hopefully, anyways. If you're getting pulled over every other day, getting warnings would be a big, big deal.
I mean, think about the amount of money you'll save if you don't get a ticket every time you get pulled over. Those tickets get expensive. And you know that if they're pulling you over, they got you at least for $180.
I haven't been pulled over in at least 5 years at this point. I want puppy kisses today.
That sounds like jinxing yourself. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's making it to the next round? Kisses from a puppy or getting pulled over and only getting a warning?
Oh, man, kisses from a puppy. I'm a dog guy. Yeah, no doubt. That's the one. That's the best thing in life.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I get pulled over and my dog's in the car, if my dog plays our cards well enough, we might get a warning anyways.
Am I the only one thinks it's like, I don't like the slobber on me from dogs?
You might be. I'll tell you right now, I'll let my dog kiss that cop if he wants, whatever it takes to drive away. And Raven, who's going on to the Elite Eight? Is it going to be kisses from a puppy or pulled over and only getting a warning?
It's puppy. How is puppies a three-peat anyway? Puppies, anything puppies has got to be number one. Kisses from a puppy wins out all the time. I got to go puppies all day, every day.
And on Raven, what are you voting for?
The warning.
Getting a warning. So this has been the closest. What I think it is, Raven, is that a lot of people secretly feel like getting a warning, like I would choose, makes me happier, but then you feel bad saying it out loud because everybody loves puppies.
I would say that maybe you've had a recent ticket or you're thinking that you can carry this around like a get-out-of-jail-free card. That's not how this works.
I don't want to hand over $200 ever for no reason whatsoever, even if I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit. But at the end of the day, kisses from a puppy beats getting pulled over and only getting a warning by the slimmest margin so far.
Winning is winning, Anna Zapp.
Have a terrible memory? I do. It's a problem. I can't remember anything anymore.
Well, maybe it's the fact that we're just getting older, man.
I mean,
come on. There's a lot more stuff to remember, too, I would say.
Yeah. Well, here's a trick. If you have a terrible memory like I do, there's new research, and what they're saying to do is just go back to old school and start writing things down instead of typing them in your phone or typing them on your computer.
See, ironically, this is going to be a problem for me because my handwriting is getting worse, though, as you know, as I pay less attention to it and use it less, right? They don't even use it anymore.
So researchers think that using a pen and paper is able to activate something in your brain that makes you more able to remember things. And I have to be honest, because, you know, I was a high school teacher for years in my past life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember learning about the three different learning styles that students have.
Right.
And it's listening, visual learners, and tactile learners, which are hands-on. So basically what you're doing when you're actually physically handwriting something is you're kind of employing all of those together, which makes sense.
You have to look at it. You have to plot where your hand is moving to, right? So I guess that would help with some sort of memory, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually handwrite a lot of the notes during the show instead of using the computer because it helps me deliver them, like, I don't know. Because I think because you take more time and you're paying attention to what you're writing.
All right. Well, let's put it to the test.
Okay. So producer John is here, and he has 10 random items that he's going to list for us slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to type them. Raven is going to hand write them. When we get through the 10, that's it. I turn my computer off. Raven takes that piece of paper, and he flips it over. And then we're going to come back in a few minutes, and we're going to see who actually remembers more based on that.
I can only write it one time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can only type it one time.
All right, let's do this. All right, John.
All right, we got 10 random words. First one is cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Now I'm typing slower. Is that cheating?
That's a weird word. You guys will probably be able to remember that.
I love to eat cantaloupe with my dog.
Okay.
The next one is monkey.
I love to eat monkey with my dog. No,
oh, no, that's that
weird.
Sense.
That's really weird.
Okay.
The next one is building.
Okay. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Hold on. I have to delete.
I mean, spelling doesn't
really
cheating. Matter, though.
No. If you're backing up because you didn't spell. I mean, okay. I'm not, you know, if I make a weird cursive Y here, I'm not rewriting the word.
All right.
No one's spell checking this.
Feels like cheating.
Thing, mm-hmm. The next word is clown.
Okay.
The next word is rabbit.
Okay.
Next we have president.
Hey, slow down. God. I'm writing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Write faster.
Right. I mean,
pretend like you're in like physics class when you're in high school. You have to take notes with your hands. Remember that? Remember we have to take all our notes by hand? Do they still do that?
I didn't do that. I just didn't do that part.
Maybe. You got to do the exam and then your hand hurts.
All right, go ahead. I know you're stalling a lot.
Street.
Okay.
Microphone.
Okay.
Computer.
Yeah.
All right.
Phone.
Oh my God, that's a lot of words. I don't know why I said 10.
Why would you say 10? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. All right. We've got these 10
words.
Are
these all 10?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm so glad there's not another one coming.
Okay. You got them all written down?
Yes.
All right. Turn it over. I'm shutting off my computer. We'll see who remembers more. And this is actually work, handwriting versus typing. It's coming up next.
Oh, man. Seriously? Now I got to press a button?
Yep. I didn't think this social experiment was going to make me have so much anxiety right now.
Yeah, but now you're excited because it's game time.
All right, so new research shows that if you have a bad memory, which I do, I have a terrible memory, the way to make your brain stronger is to hand write things down, not type it, not put it in your phone in your notes. Literally grab a pen and paper. You're going to have to go find it and write things down.
So that's what we did. The experiment is here. It's time to get these results in his app.
That's right. So a few minutes ago, producer John came in and he gave us 10 items. Raven hand wrote the 10 items. I typed the 10 items. All right. We have not looked at them since we typed and handwritten them. We're going to give ourselves 15 seconds.
I mean, I don't know if I can write all the words in 15 seconds.
Just scribble fast. Ready?
I'm going to go fast, but I'm just saying, I'm not sure I can be cut down.
All right, go.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so 15 seconds. Okay.
That first one was a gimme.
Stop talking. Are you serious right now?
All right.
What is he doing?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm just making up words.
He made me forget a word right now by talking.
Oh, my God. Let me think. There was,
sounds like an excuse.
Stop talking.
But there's a... Gosh, what was the other ones?
I mean, see, you wanted 15 seconds.
Oh. All right. That's
are
it.
We done?
What do we remember? Okay.
All right. What do we got?
I wrote 4 words down.
Okay. That's not bad. I wrote down 6 words.
Okay. I'll go first.
All right.
Go ahead. I wrote down cantaloupe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was one.
Yep.
Monster.
The game close.
What was it?
Monkey.
I have monkey too.
Okay.
I have monster and monkey. All right. So
but
monkey,
you only get
got,
1 point for that. Right. I mean, it's not right. We
and
don't
then
get
I wrote
point, close.
President.
Yes.
Oh, I did.
Oh yeah.
So I got 3 out of 5. I remembered from typing. What
all
did
right.
you get?
You ready?
Yeah.
President.
Mm-hmm.
Cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
Clown.
Yep.
Street.
Yes.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Monkey.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
You missed. All right, so you said cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
You guys are all over President, the place in terms of order,
right.
too. Building.
Okay. Oh. I missed building.
Did anyone get rabbit?
Nope, no. Nobody said
did
rabbit.
You sure you said
see,
rabbit?
I left out rabbit.
He said rabbit.
Yeah, I left out rabbit. I should have. You know what? You want to know how I did it?
What?
So it's not the writing. I had the president, the clown, and the monkey all walking down the street to eat cantaloupe.
Here we go.
And I should have went into the cantaloupe building.
Here we go.
Oh, so you went deep. You had like mental games going on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's war all the time, John.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
Well, what
Don't
we learned through this is that Raven actually did remember more because he hand wrote it versus me typing it. I mean, half those words you just said, you could be lying. I'm going to go pull the audio to see if you really said them or not.
And that is the clearest evidence I can present to you of Anna's competitive nature right there.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Chris and Gianna. You know what, Chris? Why don't I start with you? What's going on?
Yeah, hey. So my girlfriend's sister is getting married, and she's having an engagement party in a few weeks. So Gianna's mom asked me to bartend, because that's what I do. I'm a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been together for a little while, and I was like, obviously, of course I'll do it. And then I asked Gianna how much I should charge her mom to bartend, and she was like, you can't charge my mom. And I was like, well, it's my job. Why wouldn't I charge her?
It's a tricky situation. Gianna, why can't he charge your mom? What do you think?
Well, I mean, he's my boyfriend. You know, we're dating. It's like, he's just kind of like a courtesy thing. At least I wouldn't think that, you know, especially for a personal event like my sister's engagement party. And it's not like, I'm trying to make him a workhorse, but it's like...
It's 4 hours of work. It's not like I'm going to do that for free.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you know, we're deep enough in our, dating, at least, and I think, to where you can do this courtesy, like, not like...
The courtesy is giving her a discount. That's not, it's not doing it for free.
I mean, Gianna, I'm sure you understand what goes into Chris's job. I mean, it's not something that just mail it in. And I'll tell you what, one thing about bartending at a party, Anna, that I've seen is the bar is never ready. So you got to do a lot more work before to get it prepped. Nobody else understands. They think they just buy a handle of, you know, Tito's and a handle of rum and it's all set, a couple bottles of wine. That's nothing when it comes to setting up a bar. Like, you've got to really set it up. How many people are we talking about?
I mean, no more than like 40, 50 people at most.
I mean, he'll be working the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
There's
he's
no
gonna
doubt
hustle
about
every
it.
Minute, and he's going to clean it up too.
But I got to be honest with you, Chris. I can't imagine not doing it as a favor.
Oof.
But that, and I come from a restaurant background, so
you guys live on favors. That's the thing, right?
Well, let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Chris. This is your job. This is what you do to make money. And if she asked you to be the bartender at her sister's engagement party, then you should be compensated for that. But they may see Gianna's side, too, where it seems really awkward to ask your maybe future one day mother-in-law to pay you to, you know, show up and mix drinks for 4 hours.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Chris and Gianna are dating, and Gianna's parents are throwing an engagement party for her sister. Say what, 40 to 50 people in their yard. So they asked Chris, who's a professional bartender, if he would bartend the party. So he said yes, but then he mentioned to Gianna, how much should I charge your mom? I'll give her a discount. Gianna's like, you can't charge my mom. It's my mom.
I mean, it's somebody else's engagement party. It's not yours. Maybe they're not there in the relationship yet. She said we've been dating a while. She thinks they're there. But, you know, as a courtesy so that there's no resentment or anything like that, maybe sometimes you're best off giving a number.
What do you think? Do you think it's tacky to ask to pay to be a bartender? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
He absolutely should do it for free. At the end of the night, I'm sure her mom is going to give him some money anyway, and I'm sure he's also going to make tips.
Yeah.
But as a gesture to the relationship.
I can't imagine that the mom isn't going to hand him an envelope at the end of the night and just be like, just take this. And then you just take it and you say, oh, that's really sweet. Thank you. I kind of agree with that.
I mean, if he gave her a discounted rate up front, that would be all set anyways, right? Mm-hmm.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. I don't know, I just think it's a little tacky to charge your future mother-in-law. It's a Couples Court.
Gianna and Chris have been having a disagreement as to what's going to be going on coming up with her sister's engagement party. Gianna's mom thinks it's totally fine to ask Chris, who's a bartender, to bartend the family. And he says, okay, well, what am I going to charge for that?
Right. And the problem is that Gianna's like, what do you mean charge? But Chris brings up a good point. It's my job. That's what I do to make money. Why wouldn't I charge your mother to do my professional services?
You're talking about 40, 50 people at a party. I mean, I got to tell you, it's a little bit surprising that the mother wouldn't say, hey, I'll take care of you on this right from the get-go. I mean, he should ask for something, right? It's a lot of work. And by the way, he doesn't get to go and enjoy the party.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I'm on her side. The husband probably will get $500 in tips.
I mean, he's not a husband, he's a boyfriend.
So, does that make it different?
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe it does make it different.
But if you're at a house party, are you really going to tip the bartender?
That's the thing. I mean, are you bringing a pocket full of cash? There's 40 of you at a bridal shower. You're tipping the bartender? I mean, you're probably not planning for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you for the call. Yeah. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on his side. I mean, what if he was a plumber? Would you do a $5,000 bathroom just because that's your girlfriend's mother? No, you got to make a little bit. Don't be insulting, but give her a discount.
I think, again, just the amount of work that goes into organizing the bar, setting up the bar so that people, your guests, can actually have an enjoyable experience instead of walking up and going, well, what do you got? And not liking any of those choices. Like, it's a good amount of work.
I'm not saying that it's not a hard work, but I'm saying that there also is when it's your girlfriend's mom. It seems tough to say, okay, now you're going to pay me $300.
Do it once. Do it a dozen times then, though, too.
I don't know. Whose side are you on? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that he would even think to charge. I feel like he could just put a tip jar out, and then that will be money that he'll get.
That's a good idea.
Enjoy the $8. Right. Thanks for the call.
But if you put a tip jar out, I think people will be more inclined to be like, oh, okay. And then they'll be more generous knowing that it's Gianna's boyfriend.
Well, does he put his Venmo address on that jar? Because who's carrying cash?
Sure. Yeah, put the Venmo on.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Gianna, our audience agreed with you today. Chris, if you're deep in this relationship and this is a possibility of one day these are your in-laws, I think this is one of the ones that you have to do it for nothing and just do it out of the goodness of your heart.
All right. I'll check with your mom if I can set a tip jar up, though, because I need something.
At the very least, Chris, I think that you grab one of the cousins, the nieces, the nephews, or whatever. You need a bar back. Somebody isn't going to be running stuff for you and handling stuff for you, or else your frustration level is going to be high.
That's right. I'll call a professional internship.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
It's Joy Gordon.
Joy. All right, Joy, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Joy.
Oh, that sounds like there's people on speakerphone ready to go. All right, I'm here for that. Joy, we got $1,300 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, number one, Hannah Montana is celebrating its 15th anniversary of its debut this week, and Twitter finally just verified the account. What artist played Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Number two, Disney announced the release dates for both Cruella and Black Widow. It's May 28th and July 9th. Cruella's hair is what 2 colors?
Black and white.
Number three, Dolly Parton announced that on March 31st, she's releasing a comic book about her life. She played hairdresser Truvy Jones in what terribly sad 1989 film?
Oh my God.
Time's up, ladies. Number four, Toby Flenderson's house from The Office is for sale for over $1 million. The house was used for the show episode where Michael egged it. What character did Toby have a longtime crush on that he almost revealed at the end of season 4?
I don't know.
And number five, 38 years ago today, Michael Jackson debuted the moonwalk. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
What?
Time's up, guys. All right. There's going to be a lot of people right now shaking their heads.
All right. How'd they do?
Joy and her team got 2 out of 5.
Ooh, not too good, Joy. Pick a new team. All right, let's see what we got here.
Hannah Montana celebrating its 15th anniversary of its debut this week, and Twitter finally just verified its account.
Okay.
What artist played Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus, that's easy.
Number two, Disney announced the release dates for both Cruella and Black Widow, May 28th and July 9th. Cruella's hair is what 2 colors?
Black and white.
That's right. Number three, Dolly Parton announced that on March 31st, she's releasing a comic book about her life. She played hairdresser Truvy Jones in what terribly sad 1989 film?
Steel Magnolias.
Yes.
Come on, Sally Field. I still feel you, Sally Field. I feel it.
That is the saddest moment, I think, in movie history.
I mean, no question about it.
Number four, Toby Flenderson's house from The Office is for sale for over $1 million. The house was used for that show episode where Michael egged it. What character did Toby have a longtime crush on that he almost revealed at the end of season 4?
Pam, of course.
Yes. And number five, 38 years ago today, Michael Jackson debuted the moonwalk. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Joy. He beat you 5-2 this morning.
Smoke show.
We will get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt that you're going to have to share with your team, I guess.
I can't be Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Joy. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time.
All right, we'll put another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow morning, same time, $1,400.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.